This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. The House Agriculture Committee is discussing the importance and future of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement for Free Trade. This is happening during a hearing in Washington. Ranking Member Angie Craig says this agreement is vital to Minnesota farmers.
In total, agricultural exports to Mexico and Canada support nearly 10,000 jobs in Minnesota. That's 10,000 people in Minnesota able to keep food on their table, raise a family, and put a roof over their head because of North American trade.
Craig says fair trade is a must right now.
Our farm economy cannot take any more shocks to the system. Right now, we need to be strengthening our relationships with allies, not undermining them.
Craig says Minnesota exports $2 billion worth of agriculture products to Mexico and Canada every year. U.S. Senator Tina Smith has spearheaded a bill through the Senate that would take a further look into research and cases of lung cancer among women. The bill would direct the Department of Health and Human Services to coordinate with the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs to conduct a thorough review and better understanding of why an increasing number of women are being diagnosed with lung cancer. Stats show lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related death for American women, and the disease claims more lives each year than breast, ovarian, and cervical cancers combined. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says more than $442,000 will be returned to Minnesota as part of a nearly $4.9 million multi-state settlement with GS Labs over its COVID-19 testing practices during the pandemic. Settlement results claims that the company overcharged patients, improperly added administrative fees, and failed to deliver test results within the promised time frame. The Minnesota DNR has unveiled a new, updated water trail maps. Water recreation consultant Nancy Stewart says they're offering new recommended trails for Minnesotans to try.
Some of them even have watercraft campsites in between or other accesses in between. Some of them are definitely very scenic or enjoyable sections to paddle. A lot of them are where there are outfitters that are helping people rent equipment.
You can find the maps by visiting the DNR's website. 6'6" forward Michael McCarron is returning to the Minnesota Wild on a 6-year, $20 million contract. The Wild acquired McCarron in a trade with Nashville in March. He had 5 points in 20 regular season games for Minnesota and added 2 goals and 2 assists in the playoffs. This is MNN.